All right, we're beginning tonight's general fund budget work session. It's the first of two work sessions that we hold each year. Tonight is strictly about the general fund, and in 2 weeks from now, we will have our work sessions for all the enterprise funds, or otherwise known as the utilities. So with us to start tonight is Berlin Fire Company President Dave Fitzgerald. And Dave, it's all yours.
First thing that Mr. Leibold handed out was the Berlin Fire Company request, and just the same cover letter that we've used before. We have updated just on paragraph 2. 40% of our calls are within the town limits. Everything else is just our standard letter that we provide you, explaining that, you know, we have fire rescue services, the stations, the apparatus, and volunteers in the cadet program. Page 2 is the detail for proposed fiscal year 2021. Page 3 is the comparison sheet that we started using a few years ago that will show you in the far right column, FY 2021. The column just preceding that would be the center column. That is fiscal year 19 to 20 that we're in now. That is 8.8 months. We don't have March closed out yet because one of the biggest things we have to wait for is the town utility bills to come for March and a few other bills, and then we'll be closed out that quarter. And then the first column is FY 18-19 expenditures. And the final page is usually the page that we talk about or we use to talk through the process, and that is the summary. So our revenues are our donations. They have been down from previous years, so that's why this year we're budgeting a donation revenue of $17,200. We had several pledges. We have pledges work here, a five-year pledge. We've had several of those completed our fifth-year pledge this year. So again, with COVID-19 and the economy, we don't know really what to put in there, but we put what we feel is a very educated guess based off of the trends for the last 3 years, and knowing that we have some of those pledges that are completed. The fundraisers, we did reduce that by 50%. We will probably not have a barbecue this year, talking with the health department. I don't think they're going to have us out interacting with things with the public, because we think COVID-19 is going to be still ongoing. We would have started that this month anyway, so we know we're definitely, and that's something this fiscal year. So we did reduce those by 50% because we just don't, like you all, we just don't know what's coming with interacting with the public, large events, hall rentals, that type of thing. Same thing with controlled burns. Right now, we don't get together as a group unless it's an emergency call. We do have to do some training, meeting with the chief yesterday, so that's why there is peace board controlled burning. We have to recertify our people who wear air packs so we know we will have to have something, and we usually do generate a small amount of revenue. A person will give us a donation for using their house for training because they save on their rubber streets. The state aid fund is what we got from the county. And that state aid fund is the restricted fund. We use that like it's supposed to be used for, which is a capital replacement of our fire gear, usually in those type of things, capital only. And that formula is based upon the county and town's funding. So as long as that stays maintaining at least what it is, we don't get it cut in that. So let's just take that to be what it was, and what we get from this weighted down to county. The county grant did go up a little bit. We had more out-of-town calls than last year. So we get $1,000 call, people call for out-of-town runs. And then we left the town number just the same. We did not change that whatsoever, left that just like it is. And the banking interest, that is going down, but we left that at $1,000. And then on the expense side, the utilities, we were going to be close this year. We were watching our budget. It was a mild winter, so we did increase that slightly. As you know, it didn't get that cold this winter. We had a couple cold spells. So we want to make sure there was enough funds in that. So we did up that by $5,000 to make sure we have enough funds in the budget, especially for headquarters, new boiler system in there, that's why it went down, because we had no major projects. Insurance, they told us to figure on a 10% increase, so that's why we increased that to $65,000. Again, that is a projection we get from next month's private dealer. We won't see our actual premium until about December 15th, usually. Office and computer maintenance, that was greatly reduced from this year. We completed, and we're just finishing our last computer replacement, so that's why that's going down to our computer office supply maintenance in the same account, so that is a pretty drastic decrease. Professional fees remain about the same. That is anything that we need from Mr. Berg or Mr. Moore. They both offer discounted services, but they do have to pay their staff, so that's what it costs to have our bookkeeping done, our 994, our 1099, that type of thing. Fire prevention this year, we did not spend any money. You'll see it's a zero, but we do have to spend money if we're going to do something for the kids. We've got to purchase the giveaways. Again, with COVID-19, we probably know there's probably going to be, unless something changes, any big assemblies, but we talked with the committee, and we really do want to be able to provide handouts and educational material for the kids. And this is not only kids. We do provide some things to senior citizens out of Gulf Creek, just so it's not the coloring books and things, but it is informational materials that we go out. And we also participate. Hopefully, when we get back to some normality, we can have to touch a truck, and we give away things there. So that's what that's been for. Apparatus vehicle maintenance remains about the same. It's a pretty steady trend. We do have schedules. Our chief engineer keeps a schedule when the tires are supposed to be replaced, because we're on it. No matter how many miles go on the vehicle, a certain number of years by the fire protection standards, we have to replace the tires. So that's what that is based upon. As you see, $85,000 2 years ago, the 4 years was $90,000. So we kept that within reason. Fuel, we had to up that a little bit. We've been, for three quarters now, we've been trending just a touch over. And by the end of the fourth quarter, we think we'll be a little over what we budgeted. So we upped that at $2,500. Fire police, that is our firefighters who are trained, sworn in by the sheriff, who direct traffic. They do the personal protective equipment and wears out the battery powered flashlights, their emergency lights in their vehicles, things like that. That is just normal wear and tear that they have throughout the year. Cones and stuff that get run over because people don't follow their direction. We have to replace those, so that keeps them in their safety equipment. Fire equipment, that runs anywhere around $100,000, you know, every year. $107,000 projected for next year. Again, that's based on a schedule. We have a very good inventory system in place now. I compliment R.J. Rode, our first assistant chief, who's done a very thorough job of all the members' gear. Check the dates. We can only have gear that's 10 years old. And that's for the people. That's everybody. And then, of course, people are more active. Interior firefighters, if it's damaged, it's got to be replaced for safety. You're hearing a lot now with the cancer and the carcinogens. So that's something. We have to have a few spare sets there, because if I come back from a house fire and I have all that soot on me, it used to be a show-off thing with all that soot and black thing and hang it up in the firehouse and throw it in the back of your truck and ride around with it with your family. No longer can that be done. It's shown to cause cancer. And so when you come back to the firehouse, if you put in age in those activities, that gear goes into the washing machine. So we do have to have some spare sets of gear. So that member, if we have another call while it's in the washer soaking wet, they can put on some gear. So, again, I'll compliment R.J. Roder, our first assistant chief, is going through a fine-tooth comb to make sure we are on task, not too little, not too much. The physicals in gym, that's our annual cost. If you drive, you have one sort of physical that you take for Department of Transportation and the driving, and then if you also wear the air pack, you have a different physical that you take. Certifies you for your breathing test. We have to do those each year, and we're required to either offer a gym membership or have a gym available. So we are transitioning to have gym equipment available. Purchase some this year, and we're hoping to purchase some next year, maybe with some grant money, but that is about the normal amount that we keep in our accounts, because that can fluctuate as the age of members and as members come in and out of the company. Because if they first come into company, we have to get a fit for duty physical. Even a volunteer comes in and wants to make sure they're fit for duty, so they have to have an initial physical. Fire fire equipment repairs is a list of annual items that have to be done. The reason that's increased are air packs that you wear on the back of the tanks. We have had an over expenditure this year, but you have to do it when they come in and inspect and they say they need to be repaired. We have to repair them. So we didn't want a surprise this year, so we upped that to allow for that based upon that manufacturer comes recommendation for what they think our repairs would be. And I'll come down and talk about the age of them and a few line items. Volunteer incentives, that is just our normal things that we have at the firehouse that runs about that every year. So we can supply the firemen as a thank you. They don't get any pay, so just a little bit for the banquet, get a ball cap, you know, once a year, a t-shirt, that type of thing. That may go down a little bit this year, depending on how COVID-19 goes. We may not, like we're separated here in this room, we may not be together as much. But those are incentives, because again, the 60 volunteers, 65 don't get any pay. Cadets, that's reduced by half. Again, I'll compliment RJ Rhode again. That's his due diligence and inventory and everything, knowing what we have and based on the number of cadets that we project for their personal protective gear. Training, 2,000 hours is our standard number that we put in. Again, we have mandatory training and then also gives the chief a little bit of optional special class that comes up. We had some funds to be able to send that because they're not always free. The new fire equipment, we have a proposal that we just received for our air pack replacement. Our air packs that we're on our back, some of them go back 10 or 11 years. They've been upgraded, retrofitted. Now it's time for a mass replacement. This is going to be a multi-year project. The whole quote overall is almost $400,000. This money will also help us use, as you've probably seen here at Town Hall, to leverage some funds to apply for a grant. Every year there's a assistance for firefighter grant, and we'll be able to show that we have some funds to go to that, and we will apply for the assistant firefighter grant to see how much that will kick in. Maybe they don't do 100% sometimes they do, but we want to leverage these funds because we know we have that 400,000 hours looking at us for the next 3 years to phase the phased-in project. We do have to be careful about phasing in because things change. We want all our air packs to be the same, just like when you buy something. Sometimes you want it all to be the same. We don't want all different models, so we may have to do some sort of funding or financing with that, depending on what the manufacturer tells us, their projections on manufacturer changes. General Station 3 payment, and that totals out the fire company.
David, following right along there, of course, anybody has any questions, speak up. And I do have an observation to make about the very last item on your expenses, and that's the debt service on the new Station 3.
Yep.
Quite frankly, that station was authorized without it while we were having almost monthly, the six-week discussions a couple of years ago, and nothing was ever said to the town of Berlin about that major investment. And it's out just outside the town limits, so east of our town limits, but it's in the proximity of Oceans East and Stephen Decatur High School and Middle Schools. So I personally don't see how the town of Berlin should be responsible for debt service for a station that was, when it was announced and so forth, said that it was very much needed to serve Glen Riddle. That may be as it may, I just don't see where the town of Berlin should be responsible for half of the debt service. And I think that our responsibility should be limited to no more than $50,000 per year. And I think that's still being generous, considering that the practical usage of that new station won't benefit the town in any significant way, probably for a few more years at the best. So I just want to make that known, and I anticipate that we're going to have a very tight budget this year, and I anticipate that the grant that will likely be approved will be a bit lower than the current grant currently is $545,000.
And Mayor, just so I can let you know where those funds, just to remind where those funds come from, that $100,000 is no town funds. We allocate the out-of-town run grant for that to ensure, and we show that clearly in our general ledger. It can be reviewed by PKS. That transfer is made as soon as we get the out-of-town run money. That's where that is pulled from directly. So ensure that shown in our bookkeeping.
We get those records.
So but that transfer is clearly indicated in the general ledger that comes from the out-of-town run funds.
So that comes directly from the county?
It comes from the county through the town, just so the town gets to see it, to pass through, so that you all get to see what those checks are. I mean, you see our books anyway because of the audit, but all towns don't audit the fire company books, so that's why they pass it through the town, so that the town has a clear picture of what the county is funding for out-of-town runs.
So you're saying you only do 100 out-of-town runs in a year?
No, we only allocate 100,000 of that fund. This year coming will be $204,000. We allocate half of that money to the Station 3.
We did not. So you do 200 runs out of town?
204 this year.
204
this year. For calendar year 2019, we did 204. So we will get $204,000 from the county for out-of-town services. And we'll have 100,000 left.
Dave, prior to Station 3 coming into existence, how did you use that out-of-town funding prior to Station 3?
We've been using that funding. Station 3 has been there almost 11 years now, and we had a rented building before we built this building. So what we were doing with the out-of-town run funding, since it came into play, is putting that away for that project and paying direct payment of that. So all of Station 3, that's how we've been funding that. That's how the building fund was created, with the out-of-town run funds, with donations and grants and pledges. But the out-of-town run funds was going to the Station 3 project.
Just one more question. Why didn't you keep the same format as with
Dave, I got a question. Station 3, the building that's there now, the old building?
The old building, yes.
Who does that belong to, sir?
Belongs to heirs of the Winrow Estate.
Peter, you guys never did buy that.
And a person down in Florida, the name escapes me now, is the primary person, gentleman in Florida, who we all sell. We've got listed now with this buying, came buying right. for sale.
Right, I noticed for sale. I always thought that you guys purchased that building.
Okay. All right, so this is the emergency medical service. Again, the cover letter, paragraph 2, just in cut to the chase. So paragraph 2 just shows you the 57% of the calls, which you've heard this many times before. Nothing's changed. About 57% of the calls are within the town limits of Arleta. Paragraph 3 just summarizes what we're doing today, which is three people on duty, two paramedics, one EMT, and then we have a pool of part-time emergency medical technicians that work on weekends and in the summer. They work during peak times, or like when we had the New Year's Eve event, that person was scheduled, or persons, it's not one single person, somebody from that pool of people. We have work like on New Year's Eve, that type of thing. Paragraph 4. We just summarized that we did replace the ambulance, and we need to continue to talk about the capital expenditure plans, just like any fire. So we did replace staffing model for Berlin Fire Company as a whole, the municipal corporations, Pocomoke, Snow Hill, Berlin, and Ocean Pines, they can still treat as a municipality, even though they are, should have four people on duty. And then the smaller ones, which would be Newark, Shaw, and Bishopville, should have two people on duty, because that way they have a full crew and respond for a heart attack. We need to be there quickly, not wait for the volunteers. And you've heard us say before about EMS volunteers going down. So that's the staffing model with his assistance, and again, some references to the study that was done here at Berlin. We proposed that to the county, and we provided them that funding. So to get us up to that model, that's another $200,000 a year that needs to come from somewhere.
Why do you need that model in Berlin, the same model they have in Ocean City?
Not in Ocean City. That's why I didn't mention Ocean City. I just mentioned Ocean City Chief, who is familiar with these models. They need 30-some people. We just, in the municipal agencies, again, Pocomoke, Snow Hill, Berlin, and we'll consider Ocean Pond as a municipality because of their population, their call value. You really need to have four people at the firehouse, our second calls. This COVID-19 has really brought this to light because now we have an ambulance and the two people go on it. We don't have two people back at the station ready to go. If those two people have transported a patient that has any of those symptoms, they all need to be decontaminated.
So we understand all that.
We've
heard it before.
Yeah.
Now, we know the thing is that all the mayors went down there together because the system we have now is broken. It's broken financially. It is broken up in terms of services, the EMS services to the people of this county, and regardless if they're in a municipality or not. And quite frankly, I think that if you're... can make a case for why additional personnel is needed. It's going to have to be done in a coordinated effort with all the municipalities and the county. I don't know if it'll happen. I don't know if it'll happen overnight, given all the unexpected crisis that we have. But I do think that the idea that if the towns are not in a position, none of them, to just come up with $100,000 here, a couple $100,000 there, it's just not going to happen. It's time for the services in the, what I call, off the island, off Ocean City, to be coordinated in some way, both in terms of actual emergency calls, as well as the financing to support that. I think we all have that as a common goal, but we need the Berlin Fire Company to join in that effort, because the days where we're just going to be able to come up with, you know, at one point it was $600,000 a year, those days are gone. We can't do that. We don't think it's necessary, and we want to see that whatever is done to fund and staff and have equipment for all the fire companies. And fire companies, I think, as you do here, treated as one thing, and emergency medical services as a separate entity. And I think that that is coming to a head. It's already been a problem, but it's really coming to a head. The sooner that problem is solved, and we recommended task force that involves volunteers, the firefighters, the EMS, each of the municipalities and the county, and their county emergency services. And so, you know, this has got to be addressed, and I think the assumption that we can just keep coming up with $100,000 here and $100,000 there, it's done. It's not going to happen. And I can say that because we just don't have the money. And neither does any other town. Ocean City cannot continue to subsidize West Ocean City for hundreds of thousands that they do. So, you know, this has come to a head. It's something that's not any one individual's fault. It's just a system that's archaic. It's based on the last century, and we can no longer function either from a service point of view or a financial point of view on the old system. So I want you to be aware of that and invite the Berlin Fire Company to join us in a coordinated effort to address something that may take a year to get, and I hope it doesn't take any longer than that. If everybody joins together, I'm optimistic that it can be resolved in at least that time. So I just want to point that out. It's one of those things where, you know, there's a lot changing, but that was something that even before the pandemic was already clearly obvious to all the mayors in the town, and also would say, I've been contacted by the Ocean Ponds Association leadership, and they too fully agree, and they want to work with us as well.
Okay.
So I just,
and Mr. Mayor, we did present that to Mr. Higgins. I was not able to attend the dinner meeting, but it was presented there too. Just like you said, that it's an overall picture, and that's why I mentioned the teamwork of all the companies getting together. And again, you know, probably got some expertise with Chief Bowers, knowing staffing models. We also referenced back the, again, the study that was done here about staffing models. And it was presented to the county. Each company had to present to the county what the cost is. We didn't identify whether that was county cost or town cost. We said that's what it cost each one to get to either two or four people around the clock.
And we're not disputing the need. What we're saying is that this divide and conquer approach, it's no longer working. We need a unified, coordinated effort, at least, I'll say, west of Ocean City. All the majority of the municipalities, the majority of people who live in Worcester County, got to join together in some fair and equitable manner that puts the people and the equipment where it is needed at any time. And I think everybody trying to do their own things, we just outgrown that situation. The whole county has. So, and the needs continue to arise. I don't see the needs diminishing any time in the foreseeable future. But I want to say that I don't think it's in the interest of getting this resolved in a permanent basis for the town of Berlin to just keep coughing up, oh, we need 100,000 more here, we need 100,000 more there. It's not going to happen. Let's deal with the reality. Let's join forces, and let's see what we can get done. All fire companies, all the municipalities, Ocean Pines Association, and the county working together. I think that it's reached a point of no return, and it's a crisis within a crisis. So, you know, I just want to say that, and no disrespect to the Berlin Fire Company or its members, volunteers, or paid personnel, but it's time not to can down the road any further.
David, if you would just...
Yeah, I'm just going to hit highlights on the page three. The forms are the same. So page three, annual donations, we've adjusted those down for the same reason. They have actually trended down over the last 3 years. The EMS invoices, that's what we bill to patients. It's the maximum allowed charge. We up our charges every time the federal government allows us to. Our billing company does that, so we charge the maximum charge. And that's given based on call volume. The county grant is the run formula. The town grant is how we say the difference to provide the same level of service. This number is the same level of service we're providing now. It is not adding any people. It is still the same level of service. Medical supplies have gone up even before COVID-19, but we're seeing those prices go up. We're already going to be over in that line item for FY19-20. Again, career personnel, same staffing level. We've been told about a 20% increase in our health insurance. We don't see that until about, we got a rough estimate, but like Smith Cropper nearly said, the hard facts would come in a couple of weeks. The EMT that we talked about, that would take part-time when people are out for illness, vacation, what have you, and for our peak times, they get paid $15 an hour, as we all know, minimum wage is getting to 15. I don't know when that gets to 15, whether we'll be able to keep that at 15 or not. We're just saying that when that goes to 15 in the state level, we're going to have to look at that, so just bring it to the attention. Like the mayor said, consideration with county is I put it on there for the four personnel, so mayor's done that. Volunteer incentives, it's just about impossible now to get a volunteer in ambulance, especially now with COVID-19. We all have a regular job we have to do. We can't, and I know disrespect to our volunteers or our career, but I've been pretty much told to work, you know, stay off that, stay away from that stuff because the EMT work. medical equipment remains to repair. Our age of our heart monitors and stuff are going up. We just had a stretcher bill for our stretchers over $2,000, so we upped that dedicated by about $2,500. Fuel, same as fire, we're trending over, so we upped it. Same thing with utilities slightly.
Anybody have any questions for David?
The middle column. I'm sorry. The middle column, that reflects year-to-date spending?
8.8 months. March is not closed out, but you can call it three-quarter, yes, sir.
So you know,
divide by three, multiply that times four.
You really could have done me a big favor by adding another column for what was budgeted for 1920.
Okay.
It would give me a better feel of compared to your budget where you are now.
Okay.
Well, the career personnel you have on there, it says 18, 19 in the main, 239, and for 2020, you're estimating 1,375,000, same staff, and went up $136,000.
Yeah, we've had some big increases in our workers' comp and our health insurance over the last 2 years. We're hoping that our workers' comp may go back down this year. This will be year three since we had a large claim. So
that's not under insurance. It's all under career personnel.
The insurance for here is only the vehicle insurance for the three ambulances and the medical liability insurance, professional liability. Anything to do with career staff, workers' comp is all in that. All our health insurance benefits is in that career personnel column.
David, you told us back in the fall that one ambulance that you wanted to get rid of, you said you were looking to get about $25,000-$30,000 out of it. You sold it. How much did you get for it?
We only got $5,000 for it.
Who'd you sell it to?
We only had one bidder, to Hastings Incorporated. We took something to bid. We only had one bidder. Put it out on Facebook and we put it out with a vendor. We put our fire truck out and only had one bidder. And it's because of the international ambulances. People, even at Vision City, all the big municipalities, it was a trend. Now the trend is back to the Fords, so there's really no market for the big ambulances. So I think most of the time what happens, Mr. Boyce, is they get used for a commercial or air conditioning company.
Oh, I've seen them.
Or to take the boxes off and use the chassis for something else.
So if I'm looking at my numbers right, your grants are about $1.74 million from the state, the county, and the town for last year. And it looks like you're requesting $2.25 million to run, so you're about $500,000 short.
Yeah, we have a balanced budget. We didn't get some of the balanced budget.
I'm just talking about the numbers I got from the county, from the state, and from us.
Yeah. You go to page 2 on each sheet, the revenue equals the expenses.
Well, what are you using for your baseline revenue for the new FY?
Go to page 4, that's what tells you annual donations. We based it off the trends of the last 2 years, so donations are down slightly. You see, 19 was $6,645, only $5,500 this year. It went down 14,000. So we based it on a 3-year trend. And then the formula is, the county's already told us what the formula is going to be. Now they can change it, they're in budget process. They usually don't change it down. I've only done it 1 year that they changed the formula down. So there are numbers from the county based upon what the county has told us.
So your annual donations are your fund drive, your mailing that you're doing?
The FERC, here, Ms. Boyce, I just want to make sure we're on the EMS page.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm right. Okay. Yeah, EMS, the first line of donations, that's just people off the cuff, like we give good service or something like that, or the annual donation drive goes out and it's $50 and somebody gives us $100. The second column is the mailing that we mail November of each year, the annual donations. That's the annual mailing for the annual.
Which is the 12-3.
12-3 this year, and we estimate it to be 12-5.
How many are you mailing?
I don't know that off the top of my head. We mail to everybody in the fire and EMS district. Off the top of my head, I'm going to take about 5,000 of them.
And it's got to cost you more than what you're getting. Something's wrong with your donations. I've been doing this 35 years. Something's way off on your donations.
Okay, I'll be willing to talk to you about it and give you some numbers and be help with it.
I'd love to.
Never a person
No, no, I'm saying, do you have anything else you want to present?
No, sir, and we don't propose any changes in the contract. That worked out perfect. That analysis that we did with the cash flow, we didn't have to come to you. Then we were just about down. The check came in, that was perfect. So we don't have any proposed changes that other than changing the dates. So we'll get those to you. I apologize that it's bringing tonight, but we'll get those to you. But again, we don't propose any changes. So that date is still perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, the very next item on our agenda for the budget, general fund budget work session is a statement from the town administrator, Jeff Leighton.
I've got just a few things. Just want everyone aware that for the general fund, for FY21, you'll see a decrease in revenues from the prior year in the amount of $310,000, or about 5%. And I'll give you some, I'll fill that in just a second. Highlights for the FY21 budget. We're taking a very conservative approach with revenues. With the current COVID-19 crisis, we're looking at reduced or delayed revenues. Those delayed and or reduced revenues affects highway user fees, corporation tax, room tax, state income tax, slot revenue, and real estate tax. Real estate taxes, folks can request a six-month reduction. They have a period of 6 months to request a reduction in their assessed values. And I'll let Natalie fill the blanks on that. Property tax rate will remain at 80 cents per 100. That is unchanged. Preliminary numbers relative to health insurance, we will have to see an increase of less than 4%. Started out at 12, we got an 8, or 4, so I expected it somewhere below 4. Health claims, HRA monies, they will be unchanged. Liability insurance will increase by approximately 5%. State retirement is increased by 1.7% to the employer, not the employee. Workers' comp insurance is planned to see a decrease of approximately $80,000. Overall capital is budgeted at $0 with the exception of streets, looking at repaving 8 streets in FY20 and 1 street in FY21. They'll be paid for from highway utilization. There's a plan to add lights at Henry Park. This is assuming that the $107,000 community parks and playground grant is approved. And then there's $1,000 in-kind help needed from the town. We have built in a much-needed pay increase for the Berlin Police Department. That is at 9% for the sworn officers. We have not built in a pay increase for all other employees, but we have determined the cost of a 2% raise, and it means to pay for this. Staff is requesting a 2% increase for all non-sworn police to be approved. In the FY21 budget, we have included the grants for the Berlin Fire Company at $400,000 and Atlanta General Hospital at $20,000. The town of Berlin is maintaining its contract with Worcester Youth and Family, and that money is set at $40,000. That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. All right, now I'll move on to...
I have a question for
Sure.
The street that's going to be paid this year, which street is it?
There's 8 this year.
What's
the
plan?
8.
Plan 8. Shall Street is included in that 8?
Off the top of my head, yes. I know Flower, Shall, Tingle. I have a list. I'll send it out to you guys in a moment.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
And that includes Harrison as well.
And Harrison would be FY21.
That means
what? Real quick, what the plan on that is, the RFP is out. Ideally, what I'd like to see happen once that RFP is digested, if you will, when the vendors come here, what I'd like to be able to do is to bring a vendor in the end of May and say, you're here until you're done. Get them all done. One fell swoop, give them a place to park the equipment. I'd like to see one massive push to get all these streets done. And I do want to highlight, the mayor had asked me the other day, one street that I know off the top of my head for FY20 is Cape Circle.
It's been in bad shape for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Natalie?
I'm just going to go over revenue so quickly. That's your big report, page 1, and then it continues on page 2.
much pulling every single agency to have a feel for what the revenue is going to look like coming to fiscal 21. The news are not really bright out there. So pretty much gone through each revenue line item and estimated to the best of predictions what the revenue is going to look like. Real property tax remaining at 80 cents, we will gain another 153,000, hopefully for the increased assessed values. Jack have mentioned that we've been told that we might see a decrease due to late assessment, extensions on the payments for all the property owners, and also there is in place three appeals for assessed values totaled over $3 million for the town of Berlin to reduce the property values for our area, which will be determined in next 6 months because they're short of staff right now. So I'm hoping we will get 3.5 or close to $3.6 million in revenues from real estate tax, but that's very wishful. Corporation tax, reducing to 150 from 180 currently what we have in budget by 30,000. Just a good feel because the corporate tax is extended for filing and so many businesses pretty much closed for right now for another, I would say, couple of months. I'm just going to go with the big change. I'm not going to go line by line item. Room tax decreased by 60% down to 10,000. Honestly, I will be happy to see if we will collect 10,000 from the room tax from the hotels. State income tax reducing by 50% just from reading the news coming from the state of Maryland. That basically coming to us from the local state of Maryland business owners who are paying employees and collecting state of Maryland tax. For right now, all the income tax extended till, I believe, July 15th to be paid, and businesses applying for a employee retention credit, which will allow them not to pay the tax on the employees and retain those monies to operate and pay the wages for the businesses. So I think it's going to be greatly reduced. Building permit, I have discussed with Dave Engelhardt. He doesn't see a big new development coming, and people are probably going to take a little bit of slower pace of development and building just to try to save a little bit of money for the future.
You passed the low tax. It was 157 last or 18, and this was 78.5 is what?
Okay, so this is our own tax. The recalculations a little bit come up to 25,000. That's coming from electric fund. It's for our electric plant. So it's basically inter-fund transfer.
Oh, okay.
Electric fund pays the general fund for the electric plant. It's been ongoing for so many years, and I just adjusted the rate. And that's why the increase, and also there is a new vehicle included in the calculations from the prior year. For state highway, we had a letter in the mail, which kind of gave us a great hope for so many streets for fiscal 21. But then I have placed a phone call with Jeff, and we've been told not to plan to receive the whole amount. Basically, I'm reducing it by half, recording only half of the state highway revenues, hoping that we will collect 6 months. From what I've heard, she basically told me just have what you got filling and plan for the best.
Nobody really knows
how many vehicles will be traveling, how many people will buy the vehicles, and MVA is closed right now.
50% reduction is certainly, hopefully, somewhere in the ballpark.
So with the streets projects, we had two streets as a carryover from fiscal 19, fiscal 20. I'm speaking so fast, so trying to cover it all. And the streets that we have budgeted for fiscal 20, we will not receive the whole amount of revenues for fiscal 20. We will probably not receive about 2 to 3 months of revenues. So the amount that we have available right now, projected, Jeff will place the bid and we will try to finish fiscal 20 projects as much of it as possible. 111,000 that I'm hoping will come from State Highway in fiscal 21 will be applicable to Harrison Avenue resurfacing. And if those monies will not come in, then Harrison Avenue probably will be delayed because of the funding. Slots revenues, I'm reducing it by 150,000, hoping we will collect 200,000 in fiscal 21 when the slots will open back and up and running. State county grant, I haven't heard any difference so far. We supposedly getting 465, but from what I see coming in the letters and projections from the county and states, that number might probably go down. So if I will receive something for sure, we will adjust that number closer to the introduction or adoption of the budget. Page two, there's not much. All of the revenues up top that you see is the general overhead. Those numbers are preliminary as a draft, a contribution, inter-fund contribution between electric, water, and sewer. They will be adjusted as we go with the utility funds. Impact fees residential, impact fees commercial. For commercial, Dave Englehart and I discussed, he thinks that we will probably collect 10,000. For residential, he thinks it will be a great slowdown in buildings, so we're planning on 20,000, which is 10,000 reduction. Here on the last line item, you see 107,500 a grant that we will be applying for basketball lights at Handy's Park. And this is the project is on the capital list, but again, it's contingent on the grant.
It's paid for by state grant if the grant comes.
Yes. And there is an in-kind contribution from general fund of $1,000 for us. So the project plan to be at 108, we will receive 107. So it's
all with $1,000.
Right. All
yeah. And before you go forward, Council Member Burrell's asked a question. I know many a time. On page two, at the top where you see the general overhead for water, sewer, electric, I think you called them a couple of years ago the Me Too monies.
So that's what they
are.
So that's what they will be not greatly, but a little bit different as we go to adoption, because once we settle utility funds, they calculated according to how much in each utility fund balance the general fund will observe.
This is your best estimate?
It's the best estimate for right now. That's all I have for revenues. If you have any questions.
Let me just see if I understand the total. So basically, I think what you're saying here is that approximately, in terms of revenues expected for the new fiscal year, FY21, mm-hmm. will be about $318,000 or so less so far, mm-hmm. possibly more, which represents just shy of 6% less in total revenue.
Right.
At this point. It's not likely that will get better, but it may get a little worse. Is that a fair assumption?
It is a fair assumption. I'm hoping it's not going to get worse, but from what I've seen so far in the past couple of days, the memos, the letters from the state and county, they're not anticipating anything for 6 months.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Any questions for Natalie? Next is our department budget request. First will be Jeff Fleetwood speaking on behalf of a budget request for elected officials and administration.
Okay, elected officials, it would be the next two pages of your packet. There's really not anything to highlight. It's pretty much unchanged.
Health insurance.
The only thing I would bring to attention, health insurance for this group, did go up a bit because we had one member that went to the family plan, so that caused an increase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's pretty much what I can share as it relates to elected officials.
So basically, in terms of the total, from 1 year to the next, we're talking about
a $14,000 increase.
And that's with health claims and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And the next department is titled Department 5100 Administration. And that consists of myself, Mary, and Kelsey. Who am I missing?
That's it.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, that consists of those employees. Again, you can go line by line. Again, I'll point out the big things. On page one, I really don't see anything that's striking. On page two, as far as it's titled at the top, the first line item is capital outlay. There is a decrease there. There is no capital outlay for equipment. Down on the line, fire and EMS operating allocation, you can see the recommended amounts.
That recommended amount for
400,000.
It's 400,000.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. And then the third page for this department, again, there's really no changes. So overall, you're looking at a $622,000 decrease in this department for FY21.
That's because if we have no capital outlay items, so great amount of this company on that.
And we have one less employee.
And there's no slots contribution to the reserve.
For right now, we're going to hold on until I hear something better.
And next is
the $40,000 increase in salaries. That can be attributed to your reorganization.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing.
Right. Next is finance and customer service.
No major changes. Overall, I want to say that this is the first year we basically roll flat the budget and just adjust it for the insurance and health benefits and some of the personnel reorganization. So for finance, there is a little bit of increase in professional services. That's basically our audit, and we are including the fire company audit, which is $11,000 as well in this line item. So it goes up a little bit slightly each year, and we have 3-year engagement with them.
Let me highlight that as well. That $11,000 that's allocated for the fire company audit, that's for an audit. So for some reason, if it should happen that the audit doesn't happen, those monies are not allocated to the fire company. They're allocated to the audit.
To the PPS
company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been auditing now for 40 or something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't see that changing.
So there is nothing really changing in the finance. Overall, there's an increase of 2,400, but I was decreasing a little bit on the line items as I go to kind of compensate for the health insurance. The numbers for the health insurance here is at 5%.
Correct.
We will recalculate us once we hear a better estimate from the health insurance.
We'll have those numbers probably in about a week.
For introduction.
But the enterprise funds is when we will have the final number.
Page 11, we have customer accounts. This is customer service and billing department. Once again, there is not much of a change. A little bit of a change in contracted services. There is an increase of, I think it's 2.5% in licensing for Tyler and Logix. That's what it's reflected out there. Information technology, the last line on page 11, there is an increase in the details you can see on page 12. There is a IT server service that it's built in. That's work will be done by Clark's ITs on that server that behind you, the big one that holds all the data for us.
So that's servicing that will be done during the next fiscal year.
Yeah, next fiscal year. Again, customer service billing amount gets spread out between the funds. The percent, it stays in general fund. Electric picks up, water picks up, and sewer picks up the rest. So at the end, it closes to zero.
So overall, there is no increase or decrease?
The numbers should go up. I have a little hiccup there, but it overall is 12% increase between the IT department and the health insurance. I will change that report if they will carry the number up top.
Okay, thank you.
So this bottom line is not correct?
The last line we received is zero. The number should go up and calculate 12% increase.
12%?
Yeah.
I have
building and grounds. You
want to
call Dave?
You're
going to
do building grounds?
No, I think we should call Dave.
Okay.
No, you do
building grounds.
Yeah, that's
what I thought.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking planning department.
I'm going to have a dry throat when I get done. building grounds, in this FY21 proposed budget, we are recommending that we cease the contractual cleaner for town hall. However, to retain their services for the public restrooms, both here at Town Hall and at Henry Park. That said and done, the monies we've allocated in the police department budget, $12,000 for the police department to contract a cleaner for over there that does that purely on their own. As far as Town Hall, the employee group has talked. We think that we can take care of that, running the vacuum. We can take the trash out.
So same would be true for planning and zoning and for
the planning and zoning and the welcome center.
So basically, the employees in their workplace would be responsible for the cleaning for this next fiscal year and keeping things clean and presentable and appropriate for.
I think it can be done there. Since the COVID-19 outbreak, the number of staff members here at Town Hall in particular that have stood up is the best way to describe it. And I'm amazed with the work that they've done. I mean, they've done some of the rooms in Town Hall from floor to ceiling. So I think it can be done.
What makes the police department different?
I think it's a brand new facility. They have a floor there that requires different maintenance and carpet. They have a floor that requires a stripping and then re-waxing. And I don't think that the folks over there, no disrespect to them.
Yeah, right.
We go back to basic training days is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Floor is stripped and it's waxed. And that's a major undertaking.
And some of those cells?
And the cells.
They had an individual that was being kept over there and it was a mess.
It's a little bit different area. Here we can maintain our own square surface, the carpet, the desk, the paperwork, and everything there. They have showers and cells, and they have vehicle pot. It's a little bit different to clean there than here. I think we can maintain the town hall and planning department, and if we can just keep the outside restrooms and the park restrooms contracted, we'll give us a little bit of decrease.
Jeff, I think that is that's a very good thing. And to have your staff step up like this during these times, it really says a lot. It says a lot about your leadership and about your staff. Good thing.
They've done a good job. And there's no other any other major items on this for the current FY or the proposed FY. One of the big changes, I want to just highlight last year, this current FY, we did replace the heating air systems for the room that you're in and downstairs. Again, I want to remind everyone, the space, the old police station, again, that HVAC system is not working. Okay, we do have air running in there, so there is moving air. But again, should we get into a posture down the road where we want to renovate or do whatever we want over there, we're going to have the issue that we're going to need a new HVAC system. And that's going to run about $18,000.
And that's something we're looking at?
No.
Not this year?
No, sir.
Not this year, but I'm saying in the future at some point.
And again, getting way off track, should we get into a situation where we lease that space, one of the things that I've shared with the person that would market this for us, I said I'd like for the lease E to be the person that pays for that HVAC system.
The whole bill, that's got to be a long time to leave.
I want something out of it. So.
Are we using that for anything like that?
No, not really. There's a break room. There's a break room in there. We have two empty cells.
Who's up?
We have page 14, police department. Arnold is going to come in. So while Jeff is calling, I just want to use, so I guess we ran over 10 minutes for the fire company to 35 minutes. This last page, you want to hold on?
No, I'm saying.
No.
Don't worry about the time.
I just don't want you to pass 7 o'clock.
But we, if you guys have a thought, we do. I know that we're going to get finished our business, and then we'll start the other.
Okay, then I'll hold on.
Okay. I just read this. Don't want anybody to feel pressure. You know, you feel excited.
You know me.
I know.
Try to pop it all out.
Appreciate it. I don't want everybody to have the time they need. Thank you.
Evening, Chief.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Chief.
Oh, I guess it's me then. First of all, I have to anybody say thank you to everyone who's actually up there, checked in and gave us a call. Really means a lot to the guys when you're checking on them. It's a very difficult time, and a lot of folks put in a lot of hours, and we're just trying to do the best we can. And my thing is praying for them every morning and every night, and ask them to be safe as they can be. Currently, we have a partnership with Ocean Ponds that are bringing prisoners inside of our station, which adds a little bit of a, you know, more of a risk, and we're have to clean up everything after they leave and those sort of things. So, again, we're doing the best that we can. And looking at the budget, and looking at the operations, which actually are has nothing to do with salary retention, but all below, we have a couple of lines that actually are a lot higher or may look a little different. And I would like to start off with 5250. That's building maintenance. On that line, you'll see a jump from 3,000 to 15,300. And in that case, the department itself has actually put the expense of cleaning the department, the 12,000 that is actually in building and maintenance outside of another budget, into our budget.
That's on page 15.
Page 15. We just talked about that.
Yeah, we're checking the page. Yep.
And again, I have no page number. I'm looking at.
Here's the French. I'm going to tell you the page.
Right. And everything that I'm speaking on will be actually from that one page, and I'll be able to explain anything else. Vehicle maintenance, we added $2,000. We haven't had any new vehicles the last couple of years, and our budget currently is at $18,500, so we know the expense itself is going to be higher next year. The utilities, we went ahead and decreased that by 7%. The training, we went ahead and decreased that by 2,000. Our thought is still trying to go ahead and get two recruits in the academy if that's available. That's going to be $3,500 each. Last year, and again, we haven't spent that much yet. The guys did not put in for college reimbursement, and that made a big difference from the year prior. The next one is 5622, information and tech. We've already spent $9,430, so we've already there put an increase there. That increase comes from a firewall license that we did not put in the budget last year. So in this budget year, it's actually showing, and we had to go ahead and budget for this year. We also had, with it being the first year in 2019, with a lot of those, the warranties were 2-year, 3-year warranties. Now they're all gone, and we have to go ahead and have maintenance agreements for the IT on that side. Other than that, I don't see any other lines that are really other changed. Most of them are at zero.
And your total for the entire budget is
page 16.
It was just above just shy of 3% increase.
Yes.
Okay. And again, I remind everyone that that recommended pay raise for sworn officers is built into what you're looking at.
And if we actually look at the operation side, it would have been a point. It wouldn't even have been a percent because that 12,000 would just move from somewhere else to there.
Any questions for the chief?
Real quick, chief, how many sworn officers do we have?
We actually have two slots available, so we have 12.
And 12, all 12 are budgeted at an increase?
Jeff?
All 14.
14.
14.
So the available salaries for new hires build in this budget with the increase and the state retirement and benefit it at the single person.
It basically, it's the budget, it reflects fully staffed police department.
At 14.
So at the present time, you're down two.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Are you having any interest in the applicants?
Very few. Mm-hmm. Right now, with the academy shut down, and it's just one of those things where you're not having a whole lot of people even, you know, submitting applications or anything like that right now.
Okay, anyone have any other questions, Chief Downey? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay. Next, for Public Works budget, Jeff Fleetwood.
Okay.
Page 17.
Thank you. In the Public Works FY21 budget, we did build in there a salary of $70,000 for a new Public Works director. We have not begun any advertising or sourcing of that yet. But I want folks to know that it's built in. The salary is built in, and the benefits are built in as well. So on page 17, really, other than the new, potentially new Public Works director, there's really no change. On page.
And I just want to add that huge increase, 129. I see the question coming through. No, there is no salary increase. Previously, only 33% was allocated in the budget to Public Works because one person was operating Public Works water and sewer. Right now, we place in a full employee at 70,000. That's why the percentage is so high.
Everybody good? Okay. Page 18, sanitation. Really, again, no significant increases. The things that I would highlight, healthcare, health insurance went up about $10,000. But on the flip side, health claims, as you drop down, went down about $6,000. So it's pretty much a wash. The tipping fees, I'm trying to find it on here. Tipping fees are line item 5,200. We did increase the tipping fees for FY21. And just to share an interesting tidbit of what's happening here in the town of Berlin over the last month since the COVID-19 epidemic launched itself, Dave Wheaton has shared with me that tipping fees have increased significantly. So people are home, so more trash. And then if you go to page 19 is streets. Again, really on page 19, the only significant change that I see up on there right now is the capital outlay for equipment. Again, the state highway user fee, where we're projecting it to come in at about half of what we were told we would get. So that dropped that significantly. And that's on page 19. And then on page, as my fingers decide to work, page 20, again, really no significant changes in numbers. The big increase was obviously the highway user fee.
So I think to summarize that in this proposed budget for the streets budget is that it's a reduction of $235,000 or 26.5%. less. Is that correct?
Yes.
He's basically bumped Harrison Avenue into 21.
Yes.
I didn't hear Troy's question.
Yeah, it basically bumped Harrison Avenue into the next year.
And what I'd ideally like to do is when we get this RFP, when it goes out, it's including Harrison Avenue. What I'd like to do is whatever the selected vendor, whoever that is to say, you know, okay, well, you've got this for FY20. I'd like for you to do this but I won't be able to pay you until FY21.
Gotcha.
Jeff, don't speak too soon.
I know.
Harrison Avenue depended on the state highway funding.
I said like.
If we will not receive $111,000 from state highway, Harrison Avenue will be delayed to fiscal 22 because there is no funding available to state highway funding allocated. In general, should be supported public works, streets, personnel, equipment, maintenance, and street repairs. We have always been dedicating the whole amount to streets and streets only as a capital project. So right now we're in a very tight situation. So don't promise.
I got my fingers crossed.
It depends on a lot of factors that we don't control. So if the money becomes available and it's not needed to keep.
I'm going to say this, Mayor.
Excuse me?
I said this to you in your office.
I'm just trying to put it in a way to make sure we're all on the same page, is that if the funds are available in the new fiscal year from highway user funds, which are very much, who knows what they're going to be? Nobody knows.
That's right.
It depends on the length of this stay-at-home order and so forth, and how long it takes the economy to recover. But if the funds are there available, then we would proceed with Harrison Avenue that in the next fiscal year, FY21. If not, we simply would put it on hold until the next year. Because at the next year, it would be the top of the list. We're following the priorities. Remember the study we did about 4 or 5 years ago? We're following those priorities. We're trying to, everybody wants the street done, and that's understandable as soon as possible. But that one will all depend on how much highway user fees we get from the state in the new fiscal year. Just so everybody's understanding where we are.
Right.
Okay. Right, Nick? Go ahead.
That's all I have for public works.
Very good. Thank you. Next is that economic development.
I am Wells, Director of Economic and Community Development, and I am presenting the same budget that I did last year. Didn't make any changes at all, with the exception of our DHCD facade grant that we used up the majority of the funding. We have $30,000 in it to begin with. That grant expires in 2021, so there's just a fraction of what was left. So that was the percentage.
It's the remainder.
Yes.
It's the very last item on the budget, page 22.
So basically, Shane, there's $5,000 left.
Correct.
In the grant.
And currently in the grant.
And it's likely to be used, but no more.
Oh, it's definitely spoken for. It's just that the work has stopped, so they can't apply for the reimbursement.
But otherwise, all figures for all budget items are identical to the current fiscal year.
With the exception of office supplies.
Office supplies. Last year, I think there was a new laptop and a new monitor, so we don't require those again this year.
All right, now, will there be, because of the, I know that you still have things that have been already been canceled, like the Memorial Day Parade.
Right.
So what I would ask you to do is go back and if any things that it's, we've canceled all events through the end of June so far. There's too many factors that are not within our control, and no one can tell when this health crisis will peak and then diminish, and then things will start to return to normal. So
sure.
If you'll eliminate those costs in the new fiscal budget, right?
Mayor, that would be fiscal 20.
Right.
We'll hope we'll have a Memorial Day in 21.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Right, so it just wouldn't be, it's already included for this year, so it just wouldn't get, it wouldn't be spent.
It
so
wouldn't be spent, yes.
Okay, so that would go to our general fund reserves for next year. We wouldn't spend the money.
Right.
Right, the money would just remain in my budget until next year.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions related to the proposed FY21 economic development budget that Ivy has shared?
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Planning department's budget for the next fiscal year.
Yep, and good evening, Mayor and Council. You see the account number is for planning department is 5440. Not much change from last year. In discussing this with Natalie and Mr. Fleetwood, kind of forecasting where we're going with some of this stuff with coronavirus and with what it might or might not do to the economy. And we took the contracted services. You see that 5440, 5200, it's kind of in the middle of the first page. Mm-hmm. We took that down some as far as, and the contracted services I pay for is generally our inspections that we use. Middle Department Inspection Agency for all our permits when they have to inspect building projects.
And as opposed to expecting fewer permits, generally speaking.
It's tough to forecast. It might be lower than that. I'm hoping not. And I think Natalie and I, we talked about revenue too, and we took those numbers down a little bit, the amount of permits I have and will have compared to recent years. The biggest jump I see, I was kind of shocked at it, was the retirement. I know that's gone up a little bit from Jeff telling us as department directors that the contribution the town makes to our retirement is going up. So that shows it's a 30% increase. And overall, the biggest thing that we cut out, there wasn't a lot to cut out from last year after we went down last year, we all were aiming for 10%. I couldn't even get there last year, 10%, but it was office supplies we took. Natalie asked me if I had any immediate needs. I don't. I don't need furniture. I don't need file cabinets. I don't need, we've got the printer. We got the bug flying here.
retirement going up, but workers' comp is going down by almost, I guess.
But by percentage-wise, about the same.
About the same, but not in terms of dollars. But no. Overall, you're talking about $2,158 more overall than dollars.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. In general, basically, you're budgeting for, let's say, a less vigorous year than this year for sure, but not a collapse.
Not a collapse. I think my thought is, and again, from a financial standpoint, Natalie and I even talked about this, not really with the budget, that borrowing money's cheap right now. You know, we know from the interest rates, and I think that's why we've been busy with some of the proposed new development coming down the road. I don't anticipate that changing. It's a matter of can the developers move on? Will they have the supplies they need to build? I mean, it's going to affect all industries, the lumber industry, the sheetrock industry, wire, every kind of raw material you could imagine. I think that's coming, so you know, I think those costs will rise because supply is going to dry up a little bit or get tighter. So I would hope not, but like I said, it's a guess right now where we're going with the economy. So I still think their cost of borrowing money will be inexpensive compared to what it's been. So maybe that's the hope for what we've already got proposed.
So does anyone have any questions for Dave Englehart regarding the planning department budget? Okay. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
1.15%. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go back to Virginia.
Who do I send in? Or?
Mary. She's right there.
Oh. Oh, send Mary in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Next is Parks and Recreation budget presented by Mary Baldwin.
The main change to this has already been noted by both Jeff and Natalie, is the $108,500 project that is proposed for the Henry Park basketball court's lighting. It is completely dependent on whether or not we receive the grant, which was applied for last fall. Typically, we receive notification on whether or not this grant has been awarded just before we pass the budget, so we're able to make that last-minute adjustment. However, in light of all the various things that we noted in discussing the current state of emergency, I don't know if the state will be able to maintain that schedule, if we'll have that notification in time to make the budget adjustment, should it not be awarded. Obviously, if it is awarded, this will stay the same. But that's really the only difference. And it really only represents about $1,000 of town funds, either through cash or in kind.
Okay, that's very good. And Natalie, am I correct in saying that with any of these budgets that get dramatically impacted, and by that I mean reductions, as a result of what comes to play in the new fiscal year, which we have had to do for, I think, 11 years now, we'd have a follow-up budget, basically revision to adjust the budget in accordance to what's really happened. And, you know, we had to do that. I remember we had to cut hundreds of thousands when the Great Recession of 2008-09 happened. And so that is something that we can all keep in mind here, is that we're going to plan based on a conservative impact, that will be some diminished funding overall, as you mentioned at the outset. But if it becomes more drastic than that, then we'll just have to revise the budget overall.
We'll look at, I would say, July, like closer to the end of calendar year as we go to new fiscal, and then if we do need amendment, we'll
make
an amendment.
Okay, thank you.
Question. Am I reading this that playground inspections have been depleted or not funded for the upcoming year?
Yes, they are. Those, the three numbers listed there, MML Children's Party, Mosquito Control, and Playground Inspection,
workshop.
Just, yeah, the fund.
Debt service.
Debt service fund. General fund is responsible for three bonds that get paid out of the general fund, and for the bond principal for fiscal 21, we will need $182,820, and for the bond interest, total of $124,726. Those three bonds are listed in details. They're 2002, very old bond outstanding. The new one for Heron Park 2016 bond, and Graham Grace Vine bond.
Graham Grace Vine Street.
Vine Street bonds, the old one too. Okay. That we just followed the schedule.
All right, so the total for the debt service on all of our bonds and is $6,590, or just under $6,600. Okay. That's about 2% less.
And as you go, normally the interest with the bond structure, the interest rises. I mean, the interest decreases, but the principal rises. So it's kind of
balanced. All right. Let's see.
This concludes the general fund overall.
Which is basically on the very last page, 26 to 26, is showing no increase or decrease overall.
That summarizes, but the revenues are equal to expenses. So if you look back at page 3, the overall is the $310,000 decrease or 5%. Applicable to the expenses because we have to balance them to zero to have a balanced budget.
Right.
So it's applicable to all the expenses, the same situation as of revenues.
Or is that all of our budget centers now?
Right.
Any questions for Nat?
Quick question. Any monies that we don't use in a budget, let's take IVs because it was the last one that I'm thinking of. What happens to those monies? Let's say that she has 10 grand left over that she hasn't used. Where does that go?
It closes to the balance of the general fund. Because she belongs to general fund in total. But what happens, because we share the general fund total fund balance with other departments, we don't track the balances per department. We track the balances per fund.
Okay.
So it's basically rolling back to general fund, but if some department went off over, let's say by 5, or it kind of balances out. So she's part of a team.
Okay.
Unless there's earmarked specific item, let's say she's budgeted to receive a grant, and she's received that grant, but she hasn't done the capital project, then she can carry that specific item to the next year and apply that grant.
Sure, those I understand. What I was wondering is, if we had a chunk of change left over, could Jeff take that and apply that to streets?
Yes.
Okay.
With the approval, of course.
I'll be seeking it.
And what we've done in the past, we try not to move the funds from department to department. But if it's within the department line items, then on the discretion, if it's within $10,000 of Jeff's authority, we can move the items. But if it's within the department, then it would be presented as a budget amendment because it changes the total per department.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one more item here, and I want to just explain, there's a lot of numbers.
Yours is that the highlight on it. It looks like this.
It does not.
Does not.
It's black and
white. Oh, it is.
I ran into the regular copy. Staff would like to request to propose in the budget to include the 2%. We've looked up today and the index for
CPI index.
2.5. Right, so we're kind of asking for 2% increase. I'm including increase for all of the funds here, but if you look up top where it says total regular employees, current annual wage, general fund, equal 1.5, I'm going to round the numbers to go faster. Increase of 2% stormwater will need $2,500. If the increase is not visible at all and it's not approved, we would like to consider a one-time pay for employees. And the numbers out there, just for general fund, no, I'm sorry, yes, just for general fund. One-time pay of 500 will require 18,000, or one-time of 750 will require 27,000. On the bottom is police officers, and the 9% increase is already in the budget. It's already in police officers' budget.
And the 2 is in here as well, right?
2% is not included. 2% is just projection for you to consider for approval up here on the piece of paper. It's not in the budget.
So it's not in the budget?
No, it's not in the numbers.
I want to backtrack, if I may, please. And I know I had the conversation with the mayor. I'm asking very genuinely and hard is the best way I can describe it. The police department, they need this pay raise. I can tell you that. There's no doubt in my mind on that. And I have reasons and justification. I'll share them with you. The recent survey that I did about 90 days ago, call it like it is, Berlin Police Department ranks at the very bottom of Eastern Shore municipalities as far as starting police pay. Not good. Now, when you take a look at all these municipalities as well, all but one and us has layoffs. We don't have the layoffs. So I am very concerned that if we don't do something for the pay, some of our younger guys and gals will probably leave. That's a risk you have to take. But I firmly believe that the police need this increase.
Yeah, then we also discussed that one of the concerns we have is that someone may start the career here, and after they get the training and they're police officer, then they would leave for a higher-paying job, which is happening in some places, and we don't want that to become the norm here. Okay, so just want to understand. So what you're saying to us is that in an attempt to accommodate these salary increases for regular employees and for our sworn police officers, we have to come up with $260,500 of either additional cuts or additional revenue.
Well, no, Mayor, because the 9% is already included, we will not have to adjust anything, it's already budgeted.
Okay, that's all right.
The general fund will, if we will proceed with an increase of 2%, we will need $63,000 to give it to general fund.
But what about, I'm talking about electric fund, water fund?
The electric fund and water and sewer, if you look at the amounts, they're not very significant. I'm pretty sure they will be able to carry through their services provided. Those revenues, the general fund revenues is impacted. The utilities fund revenues, I'm hoping, will remain pretty close to what they are for fiscal 20.
Well, I think we need confirmation of that. And again,
right.
Budget figures, and make sure that you meet with each of, you know, obviously with each of the department heads and make sure that is covered. So what you're saying to the mayor and council is that we need to come up with $63,000 additional income or reductions.
Or reductions.
Okay.
The one proposed idea is to, I don't see that Jeff will, I'll let you speak for yourself.
The one reduction that comes to my mind, and I shared it with the mayor and with Natalie, I'm willing to forego the public works director for a year. And that's well over $70,000
that covers it.
And also we have 5% billed in expense for health insurance. Those numbers will come down, so it will give us a little bit of room on expense size.
So Jeff, just to make sure we're clear here, you're saying that in the public works budget that you presented a little while ago, that that included that new director that currently does not. But what you're saying is you are recommending to the mayor and council that we postpone for a year filling that position and instead use that a little $63,000 of that for a 2% pay increase. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So,
and doing that balances the budget with no tax increase.
No tax increase, no. Tax increase is not something being recommended. As far as I know, nobody's...
Just want to make sure I said it loud and clear.
Yeah.
Realize, again, there's no capital built in.
I understand.
Yeah, but postponing the capital...
There's no...
There is no contribution to reserves as well that we need to start, well...
Yeah. Things break, we need to start
planning on building reserves, not from fiscal 21, but fiscal 22 for sure.
Okay. So Public Works would operate just like it's operating now?
Yeah, currently the structure, Dave Wheaton's the superintendent. Mm-hmm. He's running that department.
So in this bottom line figure for the 2% related to the general fund is $63,000.
Yes.
That includes everything.
Includes FICA increase after 2% and the state retirement increase, but it's not because of the salary. The state retirement went up overall, just regardless.
Ticker price is 62861.
The top number is the general fund. And like I said, you will see the numbers on the 27th for the utilities, but I'm not concerned about their funds. They can carry the, their amounts is so much smaller out there.
Okay. So
what are we saying?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, what is the preference of the council members? Seems to me if we can accomplish this and simply postpone the hiring of a public works director, which I know they need it, but they're doing a heck of a good job, and knowing this is a year we're not going to have any capital projects, that if we have a year where we can postpone that hire, this would seem to be it. What is your feeling?
I personally, speaking for myself, I agree with it on 2 points, because I believe our employees, not sworn officers, I believe our employees make us all look very good. It makes Berlin a town where people want to bring their families, raise their families, start a family. I think it's important. I think they've gone a little bit too long without something. As anybody who's owned a business, and several of us in this room have, the most important aspect of any business is going to be your employee, because we can't do it all. There's just no way. And as far as the police, I am dead on track with doing that. Because if this town is not safe, nothing is worth being here. Not our homes, not our businesses, nothing. I think it's prudent that we move forward with this. Again, just speaking for myself.
Okay.
And
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Okay.
Well, thanks, guys.
And above all, this recommendation comes from staff. And staff is willing to do without hiring that, filling that position to do this for our employees.
Yep.
And I think that's a good thing.
I agree.
Yeah, I have to say, Public Works is, they kept everything functioning and going well. And I know they work closely with Jeff, because Jeff's been very much involved over the years. And that's one of the advantages of our new town administrators is intimate knowledge of the Public Works Department, but at the same time, there's only so much he can do and do meet all the other challenges that are going on. So let me put it this way, and I'm going to propose by consent to our five folks that are here, because we'll address it here in just a minute, but from the four council members who are in attendance, do you agree to amend the proposed budget to include an additional $62,861 for salaries for 2% increase for regular employees, and also recognizing that that would mean postponing the hiring of a new public works director for 1 year. Are we all?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that's not a motion.
We can't we're in agreement.
But we have to know.
It's consensus to give Natalie direction
to
adjust
to
adjust the mayor's budget.
We will have an introduction, and on the introduction, I'm going to reflect the better percentage for the health insurance. I will include 2% increase for the funds, and also I will reduce the public works by the salary. So it just, you've given me permission to recalculate the.
And then you'll send us the revised figures,
absolutely,
everything. Okay. That's good. Thank you, because that, mm-hmm, you know, that's the purpose of the work session, so we can continue to prepare the budget. All righty. I think that does it for our budget work session. And now we'll get ready to begin the regular session.
Would you like your gavel?
Well, it would be